It's just a short hike from the Glen Ellen Park's parking lot to the Beauty Ranch, which was once Jack London's beloved farm. On Sunday, it was once again home to Plowing Play Day. This event, now in its 33rd year, is one of the park's more popular happenings, drawing close to 700 visitors in recent years. Karen Buchanan is the park's tour and education manager.
Jack London himself used horses to plow and mow this area, and he liked horses. He could have bought a tractor, but he preferred horses.
This year, Plowing Day was part of the park's centennial celebration of the anniversary of Jack London's death in 1916. Each month features a different theme that honors the life of London. This month's theme, sustainability. Clydesdale, Percheron, and Belgian horses were hitched up to old-time wagons and farming tools to show how farming was done in London's day.
This is part of what we're demonstrating today, is sustainable farming methods, sustainable land practices, because Jack London was a big believer in sustaining the land, and as he put it, redeeming the land.
The event also has a bit of living history involved, too. Neil Shepherd, president of the North Coast Draft Horse and Mule Association, is the great-great-grandson of Jack London's stepsister, and he's part of the family's last generation to live on the ranch. Shepherd says he loved growing up there, but his passion for draft horses came later.
They were riding horses always on the ranch, but not the draft horses. I got into that myself about 30 years ago now.
Shepherd says his Belgian horse named Belle started it all.
We found out that she could drive, and then I took her to a friend. We hooked her to all kinds of different implements and found out that she definitely was a good horse for driving, and so we got another pair and kept adding to it.
After that, Shepherd got involved with the Draft Horse Club and has been showing his horses ever since. He still raises and cares for his horses at Beauty Ranch.
The enjoyment of driving the horses, being around them. I've got five of them and they all have different personalities. There's just something calming about being around a horse and grounding, and I just really enjoy interacting with them.
Shepherd showed off some early 20th century farming practices throughout the day. He hooked up two of his Clydesdales and plowed a plot of land on the ranch, and then walked through harnessing techniques. Other trades of the time are represented also, like wool weaving and blacksmithing. When I met farrier Brent Kaufman, he was preparing to give a Clydesdale named Willie a hoof trim and new shoes.
Right now, I'm warming up my forge and then going to make a hoof pick.
Kaufman specializes in taking care of draft horses. He works all across the region, from Mendocino to San Joaquin County. But Kaufman says he always tries to make it out to Plowing Day, where he's been a regular for close to 20 years.
I like talking to the people, and I like the job and love the horses. And if we can help the public learn about the horses, it'd be great.
And according to the park's Kelly Buchanan, education and preservation is a key goal of Plowing and Play Day.
100 years after Jack London departed this ranch, we feel like he's still here in spirit, and we think that he would really be happy that there's still horses here plowing and mowing his property.
The park still has more activities on deck this summer to celebrate the life of Jack London. Next month, they'll explore London's lifelong passion for the high seas with sailing and boating events. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.